Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Captain Mike joins us. And, Mike, this is a chilly Saturday morning, and I'm sure there's going to be people headed out because the reports out of Lake Pontchartrain have been phenomenal. I don't know if the winds are going to be high enough to dirty the water up and cause some access problems there. But is that still continuing, or has this last front maybe move those trout out, or at least shut them down for a while?
Well, Don, we did have some cold weather move in over the last 48 hours, and it's continuing today. I noticed a 4-degree drop in water temperature from Wednesday to Friday. Temperatures went from 58 degrees to 54 degrees. And I tell you, Robbie Campo's dead on with his temperature and fish activity. We had a good catch yesterday in that 54 degree water. By the time we left, the sun had warmed the water up to about 56 degrees, and the fish were getting more active as the day wore on. Down by the wall, that water is generally a little bit warmer, so if you make that run down in that direction, that water always seems to be a couple of degrees warmer down there, and that can certainly help with the fish's aggressiveness. We caught fish all week. I caught them in Lake Pontchartrain. I caught them down by the wall, and I caught them in some of the local canals. Just yesterday, we fished in the local area here, not traveling, you know, no more than a mile and a half from my lodge. So they're here. It's just a matter of finding them if they've moved since the last time you've been. But I can tell you, deep man-made channels that was what was successful for me yesterday.
Mike, for people that want to catch some of those big trout that are in the lake right now, usually there'll be a pattern, and you got to kind of crack that code. And once you find out, and as you move from pole to pole, you fish it the same way. How do you start off trying to crack the code and figure out what the fish are doing, where they're located in relation to the tide and to the bridge poles?
Well, 90% of the time, I fish into the tide. I cast up tide and work my bait back towards me with the tide. And if the tide's fairly strong, I feel like in this cold water, those fish will get behind the pilings where there's a bit of an eddy, and he doesn't have to fight the current quite so bad. So in those instances, it'd be fairly close to the piling. It's not 100%. It'd be nice if it was. But that's where I'll certainly start, and I think the colder it gets, the slower I want to move my bait. Really a fairly slow presentation. The bite can often be really soft. As with any fish, you know, as soon as you feel the strike, you want to set the hook. But that's my go-to. We used to feel that the sun would warm the bridge and the heat would travel down the pilings and warm the water. I can't verify that, but that's certainly been talked about for at least as many years as I've been fishing the Pontchartrain bridges.
Got it. Mike, any other suggestions? Are you guys, what time are you headed out? Are you going to give it a little bit of a delay? And since you found that the water warmed up with that sunshine yesterday, that'd probably be a repeat of that today?
Right. My clients are going to meet me about 7 o'clock, and we're going to load up and probably head out about 7:30. Pretty similar. I think yesterday we left at 8 o'clock. But today being a Saturday, I figured there might be a little more traffic on the water, so I wanted to get a little bit more of a head start.
Got it. Mike, we've been talking about Christmas gift giving, and one of the greatest gifts to give is a gift of a fishing trip. Gift certificates to Fish with Angling Adventures of Louisiana, either with or without lodging. How does that work with you?
Very simple, Don. The client can call me and give me the recipient's name. We print up a personalized gift certificate, mail them out to them where they can give it as a gift, and then the recipient simply calls me and we decide which date's going to work best for him or her.
Got it. Anything else before you go, Mike?
Well, Don, I fished yesterday with a longtime listener of yours, and he told me he would be listening tomorrow. And he said, now, Captain Mike, I'm going to be paying attention tomorrow. Are you going to tell people we caught fish less than a mile and a half from the lodge? Or are you going to tell them you burned 20 gallons we ran all over to fill the box? And I said, well, Ray, I tell you what, you listen and we'll see how it goes. He said, I suggest you tell him we spent 20 gallons of fuel running everywhere.
Oh, boy, having fun, man. That's what it's all about. Well, I'm glad they had a good catch, and I'm glad you didn't have to go far to find them. Hope that works out for you again today, and we'll catch up with you next week. Mike, by the way, you got any deer hunting plans after the first?
I will be doing my normal deer hunting trip with my buddies that I went to college with. And we'll see how that goes. I'll certainly give you a report as that comes and goes, and we'll see how if I'm successful or not.
Well, Double D says they got a reservation waiting for you when you get back.
Yeah, well, if I'm fortunate enough to take some venison, it always ends up at Double D converted into sausage.
I gotcha. All right, Michael, y'all have a good time out there. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.